actually, these are contracts that they're asking the private sector to bid on. The term grant carries a lot of baggage. This is not a grant. It does not carry the same kind of requirements. There are still federal reporting requirements, but there aren't federal.
Well, I think having, Mr. Chair, with deference to you, having a risk analysis would be useful. I mean, just to make it, state this in the boldest way, you may be bearing a lot of the risk, but gathering the data and doing the work will still, I think, fall on the shoulders of the tollway. I just...
No.
No?
It should.
No.
Okay.
I think your questions are excellent, and my simple view is that maybe the FHWA will help pay us to have somebody answer those questions for us.
Okay.
And those are exactly what I think the program is designed to do, especially in this initial phase where it's nothing but planning. It's nothing but doing this risk analysis or this cost-benefit analysis of these different things and deciding, like, what would be the technologies that would be the best to have the tolling available itself.
Maybe I misunderstood these slides. I thought the planning phase was about literally planning the pilot, but what you're saying is that it's planning whether or not to do the pilot. That's the distinction I'm trying to draw. What is going to be our resource investment if this pilot actually is contracted to operate in Illinois? We don't have to answer these questions now. Let me put it in a very cartoonish way. Might we be better off letting Tampa have the time and the energy testing whether or not this actually works on a tollway, and then we want to figure out from their mistakes and their problems how it will apply? We've got all this stuff presumably already built in our system. It's not like we're going to be changing what we already have in terms of our infrastructure. So, just again, in a cartoonish way, it's taking time and energy and away from what we do and putting it into something that's really an experiment about how to use what we've already got and do one of
I think it's important to do.
Okay.
And the reason that I think it's important to do...
This is what the conversation I'd like to hear.
Right. And the reason I think it's important is I think that, there may be other advancements that are made, but when you look at the auto industry and the advancements that have been made to make cars safer over the last 20 or 30 years, having been in a car accident a couple of years ago when I was pregnant, and every airbag in my, I was surrounded by airbags the moment that the impact happened. And those advancements are amazing. But at the end of the day, you can't control for the driver now. So if we can help advance a national program, because we have made the investments in active traffic management and smart corridor features on our own system, that can help give the driver more information or create the right environment for the driver to have that information to be safer in their operations of the vehicle, I think that would be tremendously beneficial. That person who ran into me maybe would have known that there was somebody in the lane that they couldn't see when they were making that illegal turn, for instance. The car maybe would have alerted them had they had a connected vehicle. I don't know whether that would have happened or not, but it could have. So, I think that if we as the Illinois Tollway making these investments can be part of that solution, I think that we should try to be it. I do think that we owe the board some better answers on the actual cost of that the tollway is taking on and what the expectations are if we decide at the end of this program that it's not really that beneficial or that we don't want to maintain extra software or equipment. What really is our longer-term obligation? I think that it's worth to the extent that in this phase it's staff time and resources. Personally, I believe that that's worth it. But we do, I think, owe you some better answers on the long term beyond the program. If we are successful, which is a high class maybe problem to have, what the long term maintenance responsibilities and potentially costs, to the extent that we would bear them, could be. But if we can, help to create a safer roadway system on the Illinois Tollway for our drivers, but also for drivers on DOT roads, drivers in other states, you know, I think that's an important role for us to play, given the fact that we are one of the very few agencies in the country that can play it. So
let the record show the executive director is for the common good.
Yes, appreciate it. Yes, I am. I think that that's part of our role as a public agency.
And maybe the full board meeting next week, maybe Paul and CDN can come back with some answers, some follow-up as to the conversation we had today, some of the questions that were raised today that we can address, that we have an opportunity next week to talk about it again.
Yeah, so. I think that that would be great. And because we do have a March deadline for the application, so if we are going to partner and submit, you know, obviously we'd like to get some guidance from you now. And, you know, technically, it wasn't something that we have on the agenda for a technical vote, but it is something that's a high profile and important enough effort that we wanted to make sure everybody was comfortable on the board.
And just let the record show, I'm not against participating.
No, you're asking some very good questions, and we should have some better answers for those, to some of those for you next week.
Okay. Sounds very good. Any other questions? Thank you, Paul. Christy, anything else?
Not for me.
Thank you. Okay, we will go to finance. Finance has two items. Mike?
Thank you. Item one on finance and agenda is authorization of the issuance of as much as $375 million of bonds to advance or fund $350 million of 2008 Series B bonds that are currently scheduled to be paid in January of 2032 and January of 2033. The bonds are callable beginning in January of 2018. Proceeds of the refunding bonds would be invested in a refunding escrow and used to pay interest and principal on the 2008 bonds until the call date. And as we mentioned earlier, the estimated savings currently, given current market conditions, is about $32 million. We would request authorization to issue the bond and would be monitoring it for the appropriate time, appropriate market conditions, and obviously would notify you of any intent to move forward.
I hear notified myself and the chairman. Any questions on that?
Item two is approval to assign two groups of firms to act as underwriters for the tollways next new money bond issue and the next refunding bond issue. You recall in August of 2012, the board approved a pool of senior managing underwriters and co-managing underwriters. There's 14 senior managing underwriters currently in the pool and 18 co-managing underwriters. That's been our effort and our policy to utilized all of these firms on a rotational basis in attempting to equalize compensation. We're recommending the assignment of 18 firms for the next two transactions. The recommended assignments for the next new money bond issue in the approximate amount of $400 million of bonds are as follows. Senior managing underwriters would be Bank of America Merrill Lynch and William Blair & Company, and the co-senior managing underwriters, Citigroup and Morgan Stanley. Co-managers, Cabrera Capital Markets, Raymond James, Rice Securities, U.S. Bank Corp, and Williams Capital. For the next refunding bond issue, our recommendation would be that BMO Capital Markets and Samuel A. Ramirez be the senior managing underwriters, that the co-senior managers would be Barclays and Goldman Sachs, and co-managers Fifth Third, Oppenheimer, Kuypery, Giffray, PNC, and Stifel Nicolaus. Each of the firms in our senior manager pool at the completion of these two transactions will have been assigned two transactions each. The co-managers, most will have two, some will have had three assignments by the end of these transactions. And with respect to MDEW, we would expect to be at about 23% of the compensation at the end of this transaction.
And I know it's different issues, but the fees per firm, that close to equaling out too?
Because the deal sizes weren't precisely
right.
The same, I think for the senior managers, the least compensation is around $270,000. And the most is, I think, $400,000.
That's the range, $274,000.
Yeah.
Okay. need to take that into consideration on the next new money issues. Any questions? And this is not an award, this is just assignment.
This is just assignment from a pool that already exists, that's already been awarded.
Thank you. Any further questions? Any further comments? They're being done. Any opposition to taking these two items together under finance? Or a motion to approve under finance items 1 and 2?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to the pool consent board agenda. Thank you.
Thank you.
Procurement has 5 items.
Yes. Good morning, everyone. So we did have 5 items on the agenda this morning, but we are going to defer the first item until the full board meeting next week.
Okay.
Second item is an amendment to our project management and technology planning services contract with system development integration. This amendment adds money and time so the vendor can continue their efforts in working on the toll back office implementation, which is scheduled to go live later this year. SDI has institutional knowledge of the system, and it wouldn't be economically feasible to hire another vendor for this implementation. This amendment also includes an assessment of our network environment. And let me also say this, there is a 30% BEP goal on this contract, and throughout the life so far, SDI has been in the neighborhood of 28 to 31% achievement. However, since we're adding this assessment of our network, that part of it cannot be subcontracted. So by the end of this amendment, we're predicting about a 27% achievement of the 30% goal. But I will note that the BEP subcontractor is not getting negatively impacted by this change at all.
So they're not losing any work because the...
They are not.
Okay.
They're still getting everything that's in your agreement with SDI. Okay, it's just the assessment that...
So some of this is the back office implementation, some security work, other things that have,
right.
that we've been using this vendor for.
That's correct, yes. So awards are recommended to System Development Integration, SDI, Limited Liability Company, in amount not to exceed $1,993,000 for the 7-month period. The third item is an award of a tollway invitation for bid to purchase various work-related uniforms. This contract will allow the tollway to purchase work uniforms as required by our collective bargaining agreements. There was a 0% BEP goal on this procurement, however, one of the vendors is a female-owned business, Silkscreen Express. And then they're also a registered small business with the state of Illinois. The solicitation consisted of 2 groups of items, and the lowest responsive bidder per group is being awarded. Award is recommended to DVL Enterprises Incorporated, doing business as MPG Tandem for Group 1, and to Silkscreen Express Incorporated for Group 2 in an aggregate amount not to exceed $800,192 for the 2-year initial term.
And John has brought a visual aid if anyone needs.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
yeah, if anybody wants
that's
to see our whole style.
That's glowing down as
sure, glow in the dark.
Yes.
Yeah. So we've gone from green to orange?
We have various different colors, though, depending on the position. Yeah.
What's the life use of those shirts around the employees? Is it a year, 2 years, 3 years?
I believe
you're riding a backhoe.
Yeah, backhoe 10
years.
Right. Some oil, and I have to get another one. I believe they're allowed 5 shirts per every year, depending on the wear and tear of it.
Wear and tear position,
yes. So, okay. The fourth item is an award of a tollway invitation for bid to purchase bituminous hot mix asphalt. So this product is utilized for the permanent repair of our mainline and shoulder pavements during the warmer months of the year. The contract allows the tollway to purchase hot mix asphalt for 10 maintenance locations throughout our system. The solicitation included all of our locations, which are 11, but M12 and Dixon didn't receive any bids. Maybe they know their maintenance worker who very creative with his backhoe, and they thought maybe he'd go to another site and pick up the material. I don't know, but we didn't receive any bids for M12, but we will enter into a small purchase to make sure we have the required quantities for the season. Bidders were not required to bid on all locations, and the lowest responsive bidder is being awarded for each location. Award is recommended to Arrow Road Construction Company, Peter Baker and Son Company Incorporated, Central Blacktop Company Incorporated, Kern Contracting Company Incorporated, and Gallagher Materials Corporation in an aggregate amount not to exceed 113,000 $400 for the 18-month initial term. And the fifth and final item is an award of a tollway invitation for bid to purchase chiller preventive maintenance and repair services. This contract allows for the preventive maintenance and repair services for our chiller units here at the Tollway Central Administration Building. The contract also allows for any emergency repair services that are needing during the life of the contract. Award is recommended to Johnson Controls Incorporated in an amount not to exceed $94,065 for a one-year initial term. Any questions?
Items 2 through 5. They are being done. Do we hear a motion to approve items 2, 3, 4, and 5 together?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to full consent board agenda. Thank you, John. Engineering.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, directors. Engineering had, we had 28 items. There's 7 of them that are not ready for presentation today, so they're interspersed throughout the items. So I'll let you know which ones those are. Starting out with number 1, that's one that we're not ready to present yet. Item 2 is a construction contract award. This is for roadway and bridge repairs at 8 different locations on the tri-state between I-55 and Lake Cook Road. It's roughly a 30-mile section. We got 3 bids on this contract. Award is recommended for Lord, who's the low bidder at $8,176,799.75, and they're committing to meet both our DBE and veterans goals. I did want to remind the board, we are evaluating all of our construction contracts now for veterans goals also.
Any concerns about the engineer's estimate being close to about $1 million apart?
No, we feel, you know, the engineer underestimated, you know, the fact that there's 8 distinct locations where the work has to be performed, so it requires them to break down equipment, set up equipment, break down equipment. I do want to point out also, though, that we have been tracking engineer's estimates versus low bid amounts over the past, well, we've actually been tracking it since 2005, but just looking back at the past 5 years, we know that the engineer's estimates have averaged 9.3% above the low bid amount. So, and just on the items today, we have 4 construction contracts that we want the board to consider today. They're tracking 7.8% below the budget amount, and they're very close to the engineer's amount. They're actually 0.3% variance from the engineer's amount.
He's ready for your question.
You only have to ask me every word we finally figure out.
Those are 8 separate bridges, is that what we're working on? That
it's
project?
8 different locations.
8 different, okay.
We're doing different work at every location too.
Bridge repairs, okay. Thank you.
Item 3, I would ask the board to defer that one. Item 4 is a construction contract award. This is for replacing 2 crossroads over the Jane Ash Memorial Tollway. One's at Garden Prairie Road and the other one's at Anthony Road. We received 4 bids on the contract, and award is recommended to FH Pash and SM Nielsen, who's a low bidder at $7,793,822.27. And they're doing well with respect to both the DE and the veterans' goals. This one came in very close to the engineer's estimate. Item 5 is a construction contract award. This is for interchange improvements at Barrington Road on the Jane Ash Memorial Tollway. They're going to be reconstructing and adding new ramps to and from the west and some new ramp toll plazas. We received 3 bids on this contract. Award is recommended to Cody Construction, who's the low bidder at $374,868.37. They're committing to meet both our DBE and veterans goals.
Part of our interchange agreement where the is it Hoffman Estates will share in the cost
that's,
of this?
That's correct. And we did bring the bridge contract to the board previously, and we did bring the agreement to the board previously. It's a 3-party agreement with Hoffman Estates, IDOT, and the tollway to cover funding for the interchange. And we also have some contributions from PACE because they're going to do some truck and ride facilities there. Overall, you know, the interchange is estimated at $68 million, and it looks like 28.5 of that is going to come from our partners, and 39.5 will be paid for by the toll. But it's all dependent on what the final costs are.
Sure. Thank you.
Item 6, I want to ask for a deferral.
Okay.
Item 7, this is a construction contract award for relocation of the Northwest Suburban Municipal Joint Action Water Agency. So it's jowl work. It's water main work that we want to perform. They're going to install a new water main. They're also going to be providing a temporary bypass water main. We received 3 bids on this contract. Award is recommended to Benchmark Construction Company is the low bidder at $18,538,027.70. They committed to meet our DD goal, and this work is to be reimbursed to the tollway, and it's covered by our IGA, our intergovernmental agreement.
Is that 100%?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. And did JAWA sign off on this? Do they have the agreement?
Per the agreement, they are supposed to issue us a letter on each one of the contracts that have their cost participation on, and we did receive that letter.
We have a letter. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Item 8 is a deferral. Item 9 is a deferral. Item 10 is a construction contract award for emergency bridge repairs that were performed on the bridge that carries southbound 294 over I-88. The emergency repairs, the cost of it was $142,000. These were required after a truck carrying a large piece of equipment hit the steel girder on this bridge. We did get the work authorized by an emergency purchase affidavit. We do need the formal board resolution right now to pay for this. The actual price is based on actual time and material records for the required work. We're working very closely with finance risk management so that the tollway does get reimbursed for this. Because it's an emergency contract, there wasn't a DD goal assigned to this, but 33% of this work was performed by Lord's DD subcontractor. The next couple items are professional service contract awards. Item 11 is professional service contract award for construction management services associated with I-90 at Barrington Road. So this will be the CM who's going to help us oversee that work on the previous construction contract. The award is recommended to the DMBE firm Techmon Associates in the amount of $2,997,085.68. This is going to be the first time they're going to serve as a tollway prime consultant, and they're going to exceed the DD goal. Item 12 is a professional service contract for construction management services associated with the extension of Illinois Route 390 from Park Boulevard to Arlington Heights Road. This is part of the Elgin O'Hare Western Access Program. Award is recommended to Bold, Gerlach and Associates in the amount of $7,989,646.26. I will note that they have a mentor protege agreement with Rubino Engineering and American First Contract, and they committed to exceed the DD goal on this contract. 13 is a deferral. 14 is a deferral. 15. This is a professional service contract for construction management services upon request. It's associated with some rehab work that we have planned at two of our maintenance facilities, M11, which is out in DeKalb, and M12, which is out in Dixon. Award is recommended to ESI Consultants in an amount of $600,000. ESI also has a mentor protege agreement with Lee Ron and has committed to exceed the DD goal for this contract. You know, these last two consultants, they haven't been selected since 2012. I know that you sometimes ask.
Yeah. No, it's important.
The next two items are extra work orders. Item 16 is an extra work order requesting funding in the amount of $447,833.86. It's on contract 4606. F.H. Passion S. M. Nielsen Associates is doing this work. It's for additional structural steel bearing modifications that are required to address some structural steel beam alignment issues that we're having with the westbound I-290 to westbound Illinois 390 flyover ramp. We're constructing that ramp as part of the Elgin O'Hare Western Access Project. We have not definitively determined the cause of the misalignment. We know this work is necessary to perform, though. We will evaluate whether or not reimbursement should be returned to the tollway. Some of this work is going to be performed by their DBE firm, Stevenson.
So, still under review?
It's still under review. We could have processed this as a claim, and then we could have come back to the board after all the work was done and this dollar amount was determined, but I felt like since we know about this right now, I'd rather disclose to the board that this is the magnitude of the work that needs to be done, and I want to keep the job moving, and we'll find out, you know, what the cause of it is.
To report back to the board?
Yes.
Well, so on findings.
Yes. So 17 is an extra work order requesting funding in the amount of $300,000. It's on contract 4180 with Benchmark to install a temporary bypass to maintain the water supply to storage tanks west of the proposed water main relocation near I-90 and Barrington Road. So this work was requested by the owner of the water main, which is Ms. Njawa, and they, per our agreement, if either one of us, the tollway or Jawa, wants additional work, they're required to pay for that 100% on their own, and it's above the amount that we've agreed to in the agreement. So Jawa wants to take advantage of the fact that we have a contractor on site who can do this. They want to get this work done, and they're willing to pay for it, and they have committed in writing that this will be in excess of their agreement, and they're going to cover it 100%. And some of this work, 10% of it is going to be performed by a DBE. So all the remaining items are partial releases of retainage or final releases of retainage. And I want to state up front, on the partial releases of retainage, there's a couple things that make things appear worse than they actually are. So at the partial release stage, we have not fully closed the job out, and there are some items that we find weren't necessary or used in the contract, so it lowers the contract amount and gets a lot closer to what our original award amount is. But the fact that that is not lowered yet, it does make the DBE participation look lower. In addition, we know that we do have DBE participation that occurs at the end of these jobs, so that's not reflected yet either. So both of those things kind of make the budget look like it's over and make the DBE percentage look like it's under, but we do report to the board on that through our monthly program reports, and you see how things turn out at the end, and you will also see how the final releases at the end do look a lot better. But we're satisfied with the way the work is proceeding here on these partial releases, and this is money that they've earned, and we're agreeing to return it to them. So item 18 is a request for partial release of retainage and a reduction in retainage to $305,456. It's on construction 4066 with Lord. Our remaining work does include some landscaping, which we know is already targeted to be performed by DBE. And the next three jobs are all related to 294.57. So even though the jobs are coming in and they look over budget, that program itself is well under budget. In fact, when we awarded these three contracts, they were $17 million under budget altogether. So the tollway did add work to these contracts, and that's why they've exceeded their original award amount. Item 19. This is a request for partial release of retainage and a reduction in retainage to $337,714.60. This is on construction contract 4067 with Lord. Item number 20 is a request for partial release of retainage and a reduction in retainage to $401,060.12. This is on construction contract 4087 with Lord. Item 21. This is a request for partial release of retainage and a reduction in retainage to $1,724,383.72. This is on construction contract 4115. This is with Plody Construction. Item 22 is a request for partial lease of retainage and a reduction in retainage to $905,206.61. This is on construction contract 4124 with Pody. We're really deliberate about these dollar amounts because they do have to, it is based on two times what we think the remaining work is. So we don't ever release, you know, all the retainage too early. We kind of like to keep it as an incentive to, you know, finish up the work and close these jobs out efficiently for us. Item 23 is a request for partial lease of retainage and a reduction in retainage to $1,242,561.60. This is on construction contract 4136 with Passion, FH Passion, SM Nielsen. Item 24 is a request for partial lease of retainage and a reduction in retainage to $40,790 on construction contract 4147 with Devine Brothers Electric Company. So item 25, this starts the final releases. So item 25 is a request for final release of retainage in the amount of $50,000 on construction contract 4128 with Laura Construction. We see the contract is finishing within budget. We are awaiting final DBE paperwork before we report on that final percentage. We do know from our project manager that we expect this DBE percentage to be in the range of 28%. So this is an example of, you know, the job's not completely closed out and all the paperwork is in file, but it is tracking well, so we don't see any cause to not release retainage. 26 is a request for final release of retainage in the amount of $125,060.97 on construction contract 4142 with William Charles, within budget, and they exceeded the DD percentage. Item 27 is a request for final lease of retainage in the amount of $267,450.85 on construction contract 4161 with Lord. This job being completed with budget, we do expect the DBE percentage when finals to exceed what the original goal was. Item 28 is a request for final lease of retainage in the amount of $63,947.43 on construction contract 8120. This is with Broadway Electric. They're finishing up the job, exceeding the DB goal.
Any questions? A lot to cover. Thank you, Paul. Then we have some recusals here. Let me go through. Under engineering, there's no objection. We'll take items 7, 10. Correct? 8 and 9 will be deferred. Okay. What did we take though? What did we take again on? Under engineering, items 2, 4, 5, 7, and 10. Let's take those together. There's no objection. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Seconded?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. All move to the full consent board agenda. Item 11, 12, 15. Any objection to taking those three together? There being none, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to consent board agenda. Item 16, we have a recusal from Director Darcy. Do I have a motion to approve item 16?
So moved.
Second.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to consent board agenda. Item 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. Any objection to taking those together? There being none, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to full consent board agenda. Item 25, Director Garcia has a refusal. There are motion to approve item 25.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to full consent board agenda. Item 26, 27, 28. Any objection to taking those three together? If not, there are motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to full consent board agenda. Thank you. Thank you, Paul. Legal has 8 items today for discussion.
Thanks, Chair. We've got the 7 IGAs and one of our standard utility agreements. Item number 1 in our agenda is an IGA with the City of Des Plaines and the Des Plaines Park District. The tollway needs access to City and Park District land to install a new corrugated metal pipe as part of I-90 construction. This agreement simply gives us those access rights in perpetuity to deal with the pipe initially and setting it in place and then maintaining it going forward. Our item number 2 is with the Village of Fauquemin Estates. In this case, the tollway is putting in a crossroad culvert in the area of the village, and the village has asked that we do a 48-inch culvert rather than 36 and has agreed to pick up the excess cost incremental. This will help them with some drainage issues in the neighborhood.
That's reversed, but there's no cost to the tollway, right?
The incremental cost going from a 36 to a 48 is going to be picked up by the village. Our number 3 is an IGA with IDOT, and this is setting out maintenance obligations in the area of 294-57. Now that whole area is up and functioning. A lot of detail in this agreement, the essence of which is contained in one of our maps appended to the agreement. And the way I would summarize this for us is we are essentially maintaining obligations of our existing roadway and everything needed to get a passenger safely onto the other jurisdiction's roadway. So we're taking them off of ours, delivering them onto IDOT, and vice versa. And this just sets it out in detail so when maintenance is needed, we know who's responsible. Our number 4 is an IGA with Elk Grove Village. As part of Elgin O'Hare work, there is need to improve the intersection with Thorndale Avenue and Lively Boulevard, which is in Elk Grove Village. Elk Grove is simultaneously doing other construction in this neighborhood, and it will be more efficient for them to do the intersection work, so they will pick up part of a tollway contract to complete that for us. It involves the widening of Lively Boulevard, doing some sidewalk work, water main relocation, storm sewer construction, pavement marking, and some temporary easement acquisition. We will reimburse the Village of Elk Grove to the tune of approximately $136,645 for their assistance with this construction. Our number 5 is an IGA with the University of Illinois. And this IGA is going to be dealing with specialists at the University of Illinois in partnership with Texas A&M and Purdue to do research related to continuously reinforced concrete pavement. This is a type of pavement that may ultimately prove very beneficial in our work on the Central Tri-State down the road. There are some needs to look at re-engineering of the design standards to make this product most sustainable on the roadways. Illinois, our team knows, is one of the premier universities in the country capable of looking at this. The team here did reach out to a number of universities known to them, 5 or 6 around the country. U of I was the only organization that actually submitted a proposal, so we're pleased to partner with them. This will be a 3-year arrangement in an aggregate amount of $750,000 split among the 3 schools, but the lion's share going to the U of I.
So what they're studying here is that the reinforced concrete is a superior product, but there's a significant cost. They're trying to get a benefit analysis here.
But the chief engineer can say that most articulately.
So we evaluate all our pavement types when we build new roads from a life cycle perspective, and even though continuously reinforced concrete is a really good product that provides you with a really long life with little maintenance, it has really high initial costs. So the real focus of this research is to bring down those initial costs, come up with better ways to build it, maybe thinner cross-sections so that we can deliver the initial cost cheaper, and then it'll perform better when we do the life cycle analysis and give us the opportunity to actually use it.
Thank you.
Number six, I would say, is our featured item of the month. This is an IGA, again with the University of Illinois, but an area at U of I called the Illinois Natural History Survey Unit. This part of the U of I, by statute, recently picked up certain powers originally held by the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. Paul, I think I have that right. And they're going to assist on a five-year basis studying various species and vegetation so that we show good compliance with EPA and Army Corps engineer permits related to both congestion relief program and MOVE Illinois. This will be a five-year agreement, as I noted, to the tune of $7,979,903. They will be looking at any number of species and vegetation to look at progress, one of which is the eastern Massasauga, which is in the rattlesnake family and known to exist along 294. Who knew?
They don't eat butterflies, do they?
I'm not going to vouch for it, but Chief Engineer might.
No idea.
Stay away from the butterflies. So anyway, bottom line with this one, it is going to help us stay compliant with our permits. Brian Wagner, who this board has heard from many times, is going to be coordinating the work, and we're happy to see it go into the University of Illinois, who the team here understands is very uniquely situated to do this work. And I'd also note that part of the baseline survey analysis here is going to relate to 53-120, just to establish baselines for future analysis. Okay. Number seven, maybe I should have said this was our featured item, but...
I'll overlook the slight.
The executive director will permit me to say this is number two. This is an IGA with the University of Nebraska. There's going to be research done involving breakaway lighting poles. And we have plans to use a number of these on our system, but the unique angle for the tollway is going to be their proximity to guardrails to see how these products function when you do have that kind of close proximity. The University of Nebraska houses something known as the Midwest Roadside Safety Facility at its Lincoln campus. This is, we understand, the premier facility to do this kind of study, and so it is good that they have signed up for it. This will be a two-year arrangement in an amount not to exceed $262,603. Is that a question? I know Paul's on tap.
So we don't now do this? And the question is, if we were to put them close to guardrails, would it be a problem for the guardrails? Would the guardrails not be able to do what they're supposed to do?
We don't think so, but I think we want the research to verify that for us.
Well, we haven't done this yet. We haven't put the poles close
right,
to the guardrails yet.
Right, we relocate them beyond the effective area of the guardrail.
Okay. And our last item is a utility agreement, entity called the Zio Group. This is a group that runs fiber optic cables along the tollway today under a tollway permit. And we are expecting that we will have some interference forthcoming in construction work. And as you've seen us do many, many times in recent past, we are establishing a general utility agreement, which is a no-cost arrangement that basically sets out our standard protocols, how we're going to interact with one another when we do come across interference in the area of communication, timing, issuance of work orders, et cetera. The exact same format the board has seen repeatedly.
Any questions? Thanks, Dave. Any objection to take in on the legal items 1 through 8 together? Okay, with that, all right. Motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Move to the full consent board agenda. Any new business? I don't believe we need executive session today. Do I hear a motion to adjourn? Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? You're now adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Good job.